This is Tava and Joel, and our topic was the 1980s economy. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about what it was like to live back then. In the early 80s, Ronald Reagan was elected president. In his 8 years in office, the government accumulated a large amount of debt. This could have partially been because the U.S. gave a lot of firearms and money to the Middle East to aid Iraq in the war versus Iran. The U.S. spent a lot of money on their own military as well, which was a factor in the deep recession America was hit with in 1982. Because of the recession, 9 million people were unemployed, but after Reagan served his 2 terms, he still somehow left the position with one of the highest approval rates.
But that wasn't the only thing going on in the 80s. Back then, CNN had just been launched, and John Lennon, the lead vocalist for the Beatles, was shot and killed. People were materialistically driven and only focused on making money, but they weren't happy. Now on to technology. Some of the first PCs had been introduced by Apple, and NASA had just sent the first space shuttle into space from America. Many impactful things were invented during the 80s, such as the Sony Walkman and Post-it notes.
Let's go more in depth on the economy, primarily the business cycle. There was a deep recession throughout the 80s. Overspending from the government and the oil crisis contributed greatly to the rising inflation. In order to fight this mounting inflation, the government created new policies, which caused the economy to recess. However, the GDP substantially increased and created 13 million new jobs from 1982 to 1987. But the nation's debt tripled. The jobs that grew to be the most popular during then were newspaper publishing and many blue-collar jobs like coal mining, metalworking, and all different types of mills.
Unemployment cyclically increased from 7.5% in 1980 to 10.8% in 1982. But the economy recovered, which caused the unemployment rate to cyclically decrease until it got below 6% in 1987. We believe that the annual data regarding GDP shows the strength of the economy, showing expansion in economic output and inflation. We will be keeping in mind the growth of the economy when seeing data in our everyday life.
Could you read that part?
Okay, so we picked 3 products from the 1980s, the Game Boy, the Sega Genesis, and Air Jordans. On release, the Game Boy sold for $90, the Genesis sold for $163, and the Jordan's $65. We picked our base year to be 1989. The Game Boy was $90 then, $189, the Genesis was $189, and the Jordans were $100. The prices now, Game Boy sells for $150 new, the Genesis sells for $545 new, and the Jordans sell for $225.
The end.